back home now, where a 43-year-old man who pleaded guilty to harassing the Fine Gael TD Jennifer Carol McNeil has been given a suspended one-year sentence. Gerard Culhane from Marion Place Glynn in County Limerick sent 13 messages, including three sexually explicit videos to Ms McNeil between January and March of 2020. Our courts reporter Vivian Traynor was in court today. Vivian, remind us what happened in this case.
Well, Gavin, a sentence hearing in May heard that Gerard Culhane, as you said, had sent 13 messages to the TD, Jennifer Carol McNeil. He'd sent them over Facebook using another name. Three of the messages were explicit videos. Other messages contained comments about her looks, comments about her election posters, a photograph of her at the 40 foot. She described how she was very unsettled and frightened by these messages. They were during the 2020 election campaign when she was out and about canvassing a lot. She reported the matter immediately, and a Garda investigation quickly identified Culhane as the suspect. They went to his home with a search warrant, and he immediately admitted he knew why they were there. He handed over his phone and his Facebook password, and he immediately admitted sending the messages and said he had downloaded the videos that he'd sent from a pornography website. He expressed remorse and apologised and said stupidity made him do it. And at that court hearing, the court was told that he'd been living with his parents, had been unemployed and had stopped drinking in 2017 and became socially isolated. And he was using Facebook to strike up conversations with people, and that unfortunately he began contacting the TD because he was curious to see if he could engage with her. And when he wasn't blocked at first, he continued that communication, hoping at some stage she might respond.
Tell us about what the judge said, Vivian.
Well, the judge took into account what was said in a probation report, which assessed him as at being at very low risk of reoffending. She said that an aggravating factor in this case were the number of messages sent and the effect they had on Ms. Carol McNeil, who found them disgusting and frightening. And that also she'd received them when she was going about her work, and that work required her to canvass to meet people unknown to her, which was very frightening. It was during a particularly busy and stressful time in her life. But in mitigation, she took into account his cooperation with the Gardaí, his expressions of remorse, the insight he had shown into his offending. He'd also made a donation to a charity nominated by the complainant. And she also, as I said, took into account that probation report. So she imposed a one-year sentence, suspended in full, on condition that he has no contact with her, either online or in person, and that he stays away from Leinster House or anywhere near her place of work.
Was Jennifer Carol McNeil in court today?
She was in court today. She was also in court on the last day, where she gave a lengthy victim impact statement describing how these messages left her with a cold sense of dread when she received them. Outside court today, after the sentence, she said she was glad that the process was now resolved, and she thanked the Gardaí and the DPP for their management of the case. She said she particularly wanted to get the message across to other people who might be in a similar situation. Politicians, she said, might be come in for special attention, but all women are in maybe affected by the same treatment, and she urged them to contact the Gardaí, saying that the criminal justice system would be there to support them if they chose to come forward, and urging them to do so if they found themselves in a similar situation. And we can hear a little more of what she had to say now.
I pursued this case straight away out of two concerns. One, that if it was happening to me, it was almost certainly happening to somebody else, and that needed to be stopped. Perhaps somebody else running for election, perhaps another woman in Ireland, perhaps a minor, without the same wherewithal that I had to pick up the phone to the local chief superintendent and say, look, we have a problem here. The second thing that occurred to me at the morning I got the first video was that perhaps this had been sent by somebody who'd already been told by a court not to do this. As little as I ever like to admit it, there just can be an additional complexity to being a woman in politics. There shouldn't be, there needn't be, but there can be. And I hope that today that it shows that some of those difficulties can be overcome. I hope it shows how much male support there is for women in politics. And I hope that by individuals facing down each of those barriers one by one, that we make it easier for the young women to come who are going to be my and others' successors. Although the impact of this on me was greater than I'd like to admit, at no point did it make me regret going into politics or anything of that nature.
That's Jennifer Carol McNeil speaking outside the courts today, ending that report from Vivian Traynor.